Fool was created to solve the problem of river pollution created by temple floral waste in India. In addition to collecting this waste, the company turns it into incense, compost, and packaging. They also employ local women who were previously only allowed to work in sanitation due to the outdated caste system, paying above average wages. Although they could have made more profit as a business selling incense, using the stakeholder capitalism model, they considered all touch points of a circular economy and improved the environment and people's lives. Despite its profitability in developed countries, 50% of Colombian cacao farmers are impoverished. Cacao de Colombia acts as a network for cacao farmers to improve their supply chain, provide training to improve productivity and quality, and help them increase their income. By focusing first on their community relationships as the priority stakeholder, rather than the profitability of cacao for investors, they were able to build trust and sustainable cooperatives, showing farmers a legitimate alternative to illegal drug trades and conflict. Both of these examples come from some recommended reading, Manifesto for a Moral Revolution by Jacqueline Novogratz, and provides an example for the kinds of practices that emerge from treating all stakeholders equally. For employee networks, suggesting that they can overhaul an organisation's entire economic approach is ambitious. However, understanding that change is possible and seeing examples that other people have set will mean that conversations you have about stakeholder inclusion can be based on real-world stories, not just a vision of your own making.